The New Orleans Palestinian Film Festival will take place Friday, November 3rd to Sunday, November 5th at the First Unitarian Universalist Church on Claiborne and at Loyola's Nunemaker Auditorium on St. Charles. We're here with Tabitha Mustafa, an organizer of the New Orleans Palestinian Film Festival, to talk about the event. Hi, Tabitha.
Hi, Theo. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much for speaking with us today. I guess first, sort of generally, could you tell us a little bit about the film festival and what's going to be going on this weekend?
Sure. So this year is very, very exciting. We've got a lot of surprises, but we also have some things that are public and new. So this year we're going to have a Black Palestinian Solidarity panel to kick off the festival and some films that highlight the collective struggle of Palestinians and Black folks here in the U.S. And also talk about Blackness in Israel and Palestine. So we're super excited about that opening night. We'll be joined by Sierra Taylor, formerly of the Dream Defenders, Sandra Tamari of the Adela Justice Project, and Bernicia Jones, a Dillard student who was able to go on an Adela delegation to meet with some other great organizations. Saturday's pretty cool as well. We've got some wonderful films. Some of them are pretty intense, but they give you a really great glimpse into what's happening. And then Sunday, we're going to have a question and answer session with Fadi, who's an attorney, who'll be coming from the Israeli occupied territories. He also works for Adela. And this year's different because we have themes, so as you might have noticed, on Friday, solidarity is a theme. On Saturday, Gaza is the theme. And on Sunday, loss is the theme.
Cool. Could you tell us maybe just a little bit about sort of your process of choosing those themes and maybe some of the films that are involved in them?
Yeah. So, I mean, we thought it was really important to highlight Black and Palestinian solidarity just because since 2014, since the Ferguson uprising, it's been something that I think has been on a lot of organizers' radars, and it's kind of reached the public, but we wanted to really highlight it and give it a platform for people to talk about, like, how those that solidarity has existed for decades now, but it's kind of just re-emerging in the mainstream media. And then, as far as Gaza, you know, they have a blockade. It's rarely talked about unless people want to talk about Hamas. And so we're just trying to give people a glimpse into, like, what it's like to live in Gaza, because it's no fun activity. It's considered the world's largest open-air prison. And so we think people need to know what that looks like and what that means for people. And loss is super important just because the land loss happens every day. Every day, people's homes are being demolished. Every day, people are becoming refugees, either in Palestine or in other places such as Syria or Jordan. But as many folks know, like, even those folks who've become refugees in Syria are now becoming refugees twice over. So we just thought, given the current climate of the world, it was really important to highlight these three specific themes.
Could you tell me a little bit, so for these panels and people who are speaking over the course of the weekend, you're engaging with folks who are doing activist work here in New Orleans and nationally and internationally. Could you sort of talk a little bit about how these sort of speakers and panelists represent activism that's going on in New Orleans and maybe even some of the work of the New Orleans Palestinian Solidarity Committee?
Yeah, so some of the work that we've been able to do has been able to bridge Black organizers with Palestinian organizers, and there's a lot of overlap in that just in the nature of a solidarity committee, right? Mm-hmm. So we're diverse, but we're Palestinian-led, people of color-led organization, and we're very upfront about that. But we feel like it's important to make connections with people. And the groups that we're working with, so like the Dream Defenders, mm-hmm. Their old policy director, Ahmed Abouznaid, he actually was kind of one of the first folks to say, like, we need to bring Black organizers and organizers of color generally from the U.S. to Palestine, and was very instrumental in making sure those delegations happen.
Mm-hmm.
And Abdullah has been doing a really great job of linking folks from Palestine with organizers here in the U.S. and also just linking different groups and different struggles in the U.S. So they've been working with the Red Nation, which is a really radical indigenous tribe that they do great work, and then you know, just like meeting with different indigenous groups in particular, mm-hmm. but also meeting with like Black organizers, mm-hmm. and with organizers who work on policing and things like that, and just trying to bridge them together. And that's what we try to do here in New Orleans, and so this film festival is just one iteration of that. But we do things throughout the year, like teach-ins, different meetings with you know, city council members and with community organizations, just trying to make sure that folks stay connected, because we know that the struggle is not something that's going to be won with one group. So we just want to make sure that like we're doing that work here, and also doing that work with all these, you know, national and international organizations, so that together we can form kind of a collective world movement.
Yeah, great. I guess on that note, if listeners were interested in learning more about the New Orleans Palestinian Solidarity Committee or getting involved, what are some good ways?
Sure. You could email us at info@NOLAPSC, so NOLAPSC.org. You could also check us out on Facebook. It's New Orleans Palestinian Solidarity Committee. We have a Twitter as well. Or just show up to one of our events and have a talk with us. We're definitely open to building with new folks and sharing our ideas and experiences and helping folks grow in the movement.
Awesome. I guess a couple more questions about the film festival. So this is the third year. I guess I'm kind of curious, you know, how you came to decide to have a film festival to begin with. And, you know, and I guess you've already sort of talked a little bit about how it's changed and evolved over time. But what's it been like to have a film festival in the past, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, when we started this 3 years ago, we had no idea what we were doing. Mm-hmm. Someone had an idea and said, how could we reach more people? And we know that art is a great way to reach people. It can bridge gaps that have conversations and it can't. And so we're like, okay, let's try this out. And so the first year, we did pretty well. We were able to get the Palestinian community really involved, and then I think each year after that, we've really been trying to bring in more of the greater New Orleans community.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to be like preaching to the choir. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure we get the whole congregation.
Yeah.
And so the second year, we made an aim or an effort to reach different groups who we hadn't previously worked with before. But this year we really wanted to be very intentional about like the films that we were selecting and the groups that we were working with. So all the films are by people of color. And I think with the exception of one, they're all by Palestinians. So we're really trying to highlight not just the issues, but also the work of mm-hmm. Palestinians, because creating art under oppression is like, it's able to flourish, but it's also difficult.
Yeah.
And so we want to make sure we're giving those folks a platform. And this year is also different because we have a delegation coming from Palestine.
Mm-hmm.
We also have an art exhibit, which is something that we haven't had before too. So it's a new year. It's a very exciting year. It's a third year. It's going to be bigger, it's going to be way more intense and have a lot more information, but it's going to be really exciting.
Awesome. You mentioned, you know, I spoke with you a couple of weeks ago about the festival, and we were talking about some of the different sort of types of and genres of films that are being shown. You know, where you have some documentary, some drama, some comedy, some full length, some short. I guess I'd be curious if you could, you know, if there are maybe one or two films that you could just give us a little bit of a feel for, you know, what they're doing, I guess.
Yeah, so one of the films that I was most interested in is called Corner Stores.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the films being shown on Friday night during the Black Palestinian Solidarity event. And That one is particularly interesting to me just because of the context of New Orleans, where a lot of Palestinians own corner stores and they're often in black communities. And sometimes it's a really tenuous relationships, but sometimes great things come out of there and, you know, great relationships are built between folks. And so that film is something that I'm super excited about. And then also, that's a documentary. However, there is a film, Personal Affairs, which is a dramatic comedy, I would say. And that's going to be the last film on Saturday night. And the Personal Affairs film is pretty interesting because it kind of shows the relationship of different family members spread out, you know, in a diaspora, but also folks who still live in Palestine. But it's also kind of quirky. There's a lot of... there's an elderly couple that communicates through microaggressions, basically. So I think that's it might speak to a lot of people's own experiences with their family, and I think that one will be really great. And then Sunday, our closing film. I think, you know, we're going to do films about loss on Sunday. So the day will start off perhaps on a somber note, but we'll wrap up with a film called Love, Theft, and Other Entanglements. And that's a comedy, and I think it's going to be pretty hilarious. It's definitely quirky.
That's a great title. Okay, Tabitha, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
The New Orleans Palestinian Film Festival will take place from Friday, November 3rd to Sunday, November 5th. On Friday, it will be at the First Unitarian Universalist Church at 5212 South Claiborne, and Saturday and Sunday at Loyola's Nunemaker Auditorium at 6363 St. Charles Avenue. You can find more information by searching New Orleans Palestinian Film Festival on the Eventbrite or Facebook site, or by calling 504-430-1861. Thanks.